doubleheader, Parshas Achrei Mos Kedosh and Parshas Kedosh. There's one pasuk that says Leisikoim Veleisitar. One is not allowed to take revenge, and one is not allowed to harbor bad feelings towards his friend. We'll define these mitzvahs in a moment. And the pasuk concludes V'yohavta L'Reyacha Kamoicha. So I have over here two svarim. We both use this very often, the Oitze Machmadim and the Sifonei Saparsha, and they discuss, and we want to just go through a couple of Yisoidos in this particular Loitzase. What exactly, now interesting, this mitzvah does not appear anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, as surprising as that may seem. And the entire Dal Chelke Shulchan Aruch Leisikim VeLeisit does not make an appearance in the Mechaber and the Ramah. However, the Taz does discuss Leisikim VeLeisitar, and he says that it's almost nearly impossible not to be Nichshol in Leisikim VeLeisitar. Let me read you his words. Give me 1 second. Okay, the Taz in Yoredeya says, "Shekimat roi for oilam nichshol beisur zeh." That's a very shocking statement to say about a mitzvah. Lois say that kimat roi of the world is nichshol the mitzvah of lois say leisikim leisitar, and it's a very difficult mitzvah to properly fulfill. Now, what exactly are the parameters of this mitzvah? So we have a Rambam. The Rambam is really the makar to explain, and his words are, Leisikoim is when you ask your friend to do you a favor. Please, do me a favor and lend me your hammer. And your friend says, sorry, I'm not lending it to you. I don't want to give it to you. Too bad for you. And then, a week later, he comes to you and he says, you know, can I borrow your hammer? So you say to him, sorry, buddy, last week I needed your hammer and you said to me no. So mida keneged mida, I'm going to play God. Mida keneged mida, you didn't do to me, I'm not going to do back to you. Let him know. That is a blatant violation of lo sikoim. Sikoim, you have actually went and avenged. You avenged your anger.
Only if you say it, or if you just say no.
Okay, that's the big dilemma. That's what I want to talk about. That's the big dilemma. How far it goes, but
does it have to be in kind or in some?
All of these things are gray matter. All of these questions. That is why this halacha. Maybe that's why it's not put down in Shulchan Aruch, because all these questions, everything is extremely vague. But let's talk about like a case that's so clear cut. You can't do better. Where everything is very specific. I want to borrow your hammer. A week later, he comes back and says, can I borrow your hammer? And you say to him, no. You know why I'm not giving it back to you? Because you did not let me borrow your hammer. That is a blatant violation of lo sikoim. Okay, now what is lo sitar according to the Rambam? Same scenario. I come to you and ask, can I please borrow your hammer? A week later, you come to me and you tell me and you say, no, I'm not lending it to you. A week later, you come to me and you say, can I borrow your hammer? And I say, of course. I'm not like you. I'm not like you. That is an open violation of lo sitar. Okay. So this is the basic yisayla, two separate lo sases. Okay, first, interesting dilemma. There's a very big chiddush from the Marshal. I'm sorry, not the Marshal, the Rash Mishantz. The Rash Mishantz, I think, is a Rishon, if I'm not mistaken.
One of the Rishonim.
And there's a very big chiddush. And the Stipler has a discussion about this Rash Mishantz. And he says every time a person violates lo sikoim, you automatically violate lo sitar. You would automatically assume, I always assume this. We learned this in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Lo Sikim V'Lo Sito, not that long ago. But you would assume that these two lavin are completely can be separated one from the other. You can violate one without the other. When you violate Lo Sitar, I'm not like you. You did not lend to me, but I'm going to be kind of lend to you. That's Lo Sitar. But in the first situation, one does not depend upon the other. The Rash Mishan, the Stipler, based upon the Rash Mishan, says that that's not correct. That when a person refuses to lend someone a mammon because in revenge for not being the recipient of a loan, you violate both. Both. That's a tremendous chiddush, because what is the essence of Lo Sitar? It's to harbor bad feelings. So when you go to your friend, please, can I borrow your hammer? No. He comes back, can I borrow your hammer? No. I'm not giving it back to you. So you've really done two things. Number one, you've done the Lo Sitar. You have shown that you're harboring bad feeling, because you say, and on top of that, you are exercising your frustration by not doing a ma'isa. So it's a very big chiddush. There's a whole new way to understand, which basically comes down, is the Lo Sitar is the machshava, is more of the emotion. Now, it's not perfectly understood, because let me ask you a similar question. This is a debatable issue. If you come, I want to borrow your hammer, and you come back to me and you tell me no, and then you come, I want to borrow, and I say, of course, here's the hammer, and I don't say anything, I don't say one word, but in my heart, it's repeating like it was an obsession. I'm not like you. See, you were nasty to me, but I'm not like you. But I never actually said those words. I never winked. I never gave him a bad look. I never did any ma'isa to indicate that I'm better than you. I'm not like you. But in my mind, I'm bubbling. My heart is bubbling. And I'm furious. I'm saying, look at this. This is good for nothing. He would not do me a favor. And I'm just the opposite. I'm a good person. Have you violated Lo Sikim V'Lo Sitar? So, according to the Rash Mishantz, it would seem to say yes. That's a very big chiddush. Because according to the Rash Mishantz is telling us that basically these sodos of Lo Sikim is more of the Maisa, and Lo Sitar is more of the Machshav. And the proof that this is so is that when you, I'm not saying this halacha, but the Lo Sitar is the machshava and the Lo Sikim is the maisa. It happens to be, and that's why you can possibly violate both. When you tell your friend, I'm not going to lend you my hammer because you did not lend me your hammer, so now you have expressed your tsar, your frustration, plus you've done a ma'isa, you violate both. But in the second case, when you do give the person the hammer, and you don't say, if you say something, you certainly have shown Lo Sitar. But if you're quiet, then theoretically you have not done anything wrong, and you're not held accountable for your machshav. Okay, but it's an interesting idea, a new idea which other Rishonim disagree with. I just want to point that out, this Rash Mishantz, that every single Lo Sikim automatically includes within it a Lo Sitar. A Lo Sitar is just a Lo Sitar without a Lo Sikim. And the only time you mamish violate L'chol HaDeis is when you actually say the words to him, I am not like you, you were mean to me, but I'm going to lend it to you. Okay, that's one Yisod. Another interesting Yisod, this is a very big machlokes, this halach of Lo Sikim, Lo Sitar apply only to Davar Shebin Mamoin, or does it apply to Tzara the Gufa? The Rambam is this example of Lo Sikim V'Lo Sitar talks about lending objects, borrowing, lending, dealing with dinei mamonis. Can I please borrow your hammer? No. Can I borrow your hammer? No. We're dealing with Davar Shebe Mamon. What happens if it's Sara de Gufa? If someone insults you, if someone asks you a favor where there is no mamon involved, someone comes to you and says, can you give me an aliyah? He's a gabbai, right? You're a gabbai. Not dealing with davar shebe mamon. I want an aliyah. I want kavod. I want honor. I want to receive honor and get an aliyah this week. And you tell them, no, I'm not giving you an aliyah. And then the next week you go to that person's shul. And you say to him, can I have an aliyah in your shul? And he says back to you, no. You didn't give me an aliyah in your shul. Were you the gabbai? I'm the gabbai. I'm in charge in this shul. I'm not going to give you an aliyah either. Has there been any loss of mamon? Absolutely not. Now, one penny has been. We're not dealing over here with shul that's selling aliyahs. We're dealing over here where everything is for free. And it's just a matter of honor. It's a matter of dignity. It's a matter of personal tsar. I want an aliyah. So here there's no mamon. It's just tsar de gufa. is there a violation in a Torah of loisikon veloisitor? Or the other example was we would say to him, of course you could have an aliyah. We're not like you, we're different here in this shul. In this shul, when someone wants an aliyah, they get an aliyah. Not like in your shul where they're nasty, and when someone has an aliyah, they don't get an aliyah. Is there a technical violation of loisikon veloisitor? So this is a major machlokes rishonim. You can line up all the rishonim, some say absolutely not. Loisikon veloisitor is severely limited to, strictly limited to dini mamonos. It's not limited to davar shebe gufay, tsar gufay. There's the rules do not apply. Is it a good thing? Obviously, it's not a good thing, but it's not necessarily a technical violation. Okay, another issue. The Gemara says that kol talmud chacham she'enay noikein v'noiter. Ain't a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham that does not take revenge for the insult to himself or the insult of Torah, he is not an authentic Talmud Chacham. Talmidei Chachamim have to be kanoim, have to be zealots. So the problem is, this is the Gemara's kash. The Gemara says, how do we reconcile this Gemara with what we've just learned? So the Gemara actually says, let me read the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amar b'yachanan mishum b'mishum b'nei tzad." Call Talmud Chacham. She'enoi noikem v'noiter kenochash. You have to be like a snake. Enoi Talmud Chacham. So the Gemara says, "Kasha v'yaksib." But it says in the pasuk, "Leisikv leisitar." So the Gemara answers, and I told you half the answer. Ahu b'mamon hu dichsif. The Gemara's answer is that pasuk, "Leisikv leisitar," when it comes to mamon. But when it comes to the insult to a Talmud Chacham, someone insults a Talmud Chacham has to take revenge, has to violate. When this person needs the Talmud Chacham, he has to say back to him, when we needed you, you told us no, so we're going to tell you no back, or we're not like you, we're going to be good. That is something which a Talmud Chacham can do and should do. Otherwise, it's not a Talmud Chacham. And this that it says in the Torah, see, that's only when it comes to matters of mammon. Now the question, what exactly does the Gemara mean over here when the Gemara says, by a Talmud Chacham, differentiates moment. So some say it only refers to matters relating to the honor of Hashem. And this opens up a very interesting idea, is that sometimes you're not the Baal Habas to be Moichel on Kavod. I'll give you a very interesting story. Someone told me this story. There was a person who davened for the Amud. He was an Aval, Toch Yud Beis Shana. Yud Beis Chodesh. And he davened, and he did not have a very nice pleasant way of saying the words, and he was a little slow.
He became a yasam, not a balfil.
He was davening for the Amud, and he wasn't meeting up to the expectations of the tzibba. And there was a nasty person in the shul that one day after davening harassed him and said to him, listen, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know how to daven, you don't speak well, and this, you're too slow, this, and therefore you don't deserve to daven. Get lost. It was nasty. He harassed him. He went overboard. L'chol hades. A couple of months later, this person who was nasty, he found out that the one that was dying for the Amud was the same Kaddish for someone that this fellow owed a very great debt of gratitude to. He didn't realize this was this person's son. He knew him from years ago. He knew him. He had the greatest degree of respect for the person who died, for whom the Kaddish was being said. So then it bothered him, and eventually he went over to him at some point in time and later on and said to the fellow, I didn't know who you were saying Kaddish for. Had I known who you were saying Kaddish for, that person, he did me once a tremendous taiva. I held the world from him. I had no clue that you're his son. Had I known, I wouldn't have spoken to you in such a nasty way. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Do you forgive me? So the person basically didn't forgive him. He didn't even want to forgive him. So he kept on badgering him. Please forgive me. So this person said to him at the end, he said to him, listen, the only reason why you're asking mechila is because you know who I'm saying Kaddish for. You feel that by harassing me you have insulted the honor of that individual. I'm not the Baal Habas to be Moichel on my father's covet. You feel that the insult was to my father, because my father has done very great kindness to you. So if you feel that you insulted him, I have no right. Speak to him. Go to his kever. Go to Shulchan Aruch. Take 10 people, go to the kever and ask mechila. You want to ask mechila from me? I never heard you ask mechila from me. You're not asking mechila from me. You're saying, you're good for nothing. But because you're saying Kaddish or so-and-so, I don't want to insult that person with the Kaddish thing, etc. So for me, you're not asking Mechila. You're not asking Mechila, you're not getting it, because you're not asking. And for my father, I'm not the one who has the right to be Mechila on the covenant of my father. Okay, so very, to me, this was a very telling, interesting story. It really opens up a lot of things. Leisikon veleisita, the Gemara, that's pretty much what it's about. When the Gemara talks about Talmidei Chacham, a person has to realize, not every time a person is insulted is he the Baal HaBos to be Meichel. When a person is a representative of a certain institution, one.
That could just be a way of pushing the guy off by letting, you know.
Okay, take it as whatever it's worth. Take it whatever it's worth. Whatever, but it's an interesting idea. It's an interesting idea. When the person, he did an avera, he insulted someone, and now the only reason why he has chayrat is only because he realizes it's much more complicated than he thought. So he has chayrat, not because of what he didn't realize, and he's approaching it in the wrong way. There's something to it. The same truth, the Gemara basically says, when it comes to the sikkim v'leisita, and the Gemara illustrates with Talmidei Chacham, and the Mefarshim explain is that there are many situations in life when the insult is being directed to you not because of you, who you are, but what you represent. And when the insult is being directed to you, to what you represent, not particularly because the details, you don't have, firstly, you're not the Baal HaBos. You're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and be Moichel on Hashem's honor. You're dealing with the Talmud Chacham. He represents a certain way of life, and someone comes along and does something very harmful, and then he later has Chayrata. You're not necessarily the Baal HaBos to be Moichel on the covered. Very dilemma. Yosef at Tzadik, was he ever Moichel his brothers? This is a very big debate. Among the Achrayim was he Moichel the brothers, and the few words that he said to
that's why
Sargimalchus. Okay, this is debatable. Was there Mechila Yosef? Of course, some make the argument and say that Yosef is not a Baal HaBos to be Moichel. By stealing me from my father, you caused my father enormous tzar. There's enormous collateral damage. There's enormous chil Hashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what you've done. Are you sorry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for you? I'm not the Baal HaBos of the collateral damage that has come out. And therefore, the Gemara makes this difference, Kan bin Mamon, that when you want to deal with sikkim leisita, that's purely dealing with matters that are isolated. When you're dealing with matters that are more complex, then the rules do not apply. Okay, let's go to another short idea. Another exception to the rule. The only time we have halacha of sikkim leisita is only in a situation where the person has no good reason why he did not do you the favor. For example, you come to your friend and you ask him, can I please borrow your hammer? And the person makes a calculation that this person is not responsible. He does not know how to handle a hammer. He does not realize how valuable the hammer is. There's no insurance on the hammer. And therefore he has a legitimate reason, he has a very legitimate reason why he's not going to lend the person the hammer. And now, years later, whatever, a period of time later, the other one comes back and says, can I borrow your hammer? And he says, no! You didn't lend me your hammer, I'm not going to lend you my hammer. In this case, is there a violation of... The other way around. I come to you and I ask you, can I borrow your hammer? And you tell me no. And the reason is no, you do not have a legitimate reason why you should not lend me the hammer. Just you're not a nice guy. And now when you come back and you want to lend me the hammer, I would really lend you the hammer. But you're not a responsible person. There's no insurance, so on and so forth. When you have a legitimate reason, it's not a big chiddush, but yeah, when you have a legitimate reason why you don't want to respond in kind, even though it can be interpreted as a violation of loisikim, it's not necessarily a violation of loisikim veloisita. Okay, another chiddush he says here is that if a person does pay back a person a favor, but you don't do it beponim yafos, besever ponim yafos, that also can be a violation. In other words, I ask you for a favor, and you tell me no. You come ask me for the same favor, and I do you the favor. But when I do you the favor, I don't do with a full heart. And it's noticeable that it's not being done with a full heart. According to some, that's also considered to be a violation of leisikim v'leisita. Okay, another quick idea. Chazal say, "Leisikim kol mi sheinu neikim v'neiter kinochash." Why do Chazal use in reference to the mitzvah of leisoysav leisikim leisidim nochash? So they explain that when you do, when a Talmud Chacham does have a right to take revenge, you have to do it like the nochash. The nochash doesn't take full revenge. Who yish? It says by Chava. Chava. The curse of the Nachash was that Hu Yishuf was Hu Rosh. Hu Yishuf Ech Rosh. He, man, will step on your head, and you will bite them on the heel. Stepping on someone's head is pretty serious. Biting someone in the heel, if it's a poisonous snake, it's another story. But just nicking someone in the heel, giving someone a little kvetch in the heel, is nothing compared to someone's step on your head. So when it talks about Talmidechem, call Talmud Chacham, She'enoi noikein v'noiter kinochosh. When Talmidei Chacham are given the right to take revenge and to bear grudges, Chazal used the nochosh, because the nochosh, the revenge it takes is infinitely less than proportional to what it has received. The punishment was that the man is stepping on its head. So the punishment, the revenge should be, I'll step on your head. No, the nochosh from the extreme head only affects the ankle, assuming it's not a poisonous bite. So it's much, much less. When Talmidei Chacham have a right to show their frustration and take revenge for harm, the perceived harm, it has to be on a much, much smaller scale, just a token fulfillment. And that is a very important lesson for today. Today, unfortunately, we find that Talmidei Chacham, they like to go overboard sometimes. Okay, another interesting idea. The Marshal, the very big Chiddush, he holds Leisikoim, the is of Leisikoim v'Leisitar is only among friends, people that are close to each other. Leisikim is re'echa. It says there are many words in the Torah that are used to describe mitzvahs. There's the word re'echa, amisecha. The word the Torah uses here, leisikim, leisikim, leisitar, achicha. There are many different words. Can we use the words of the mashal? The mashal, the biuroi on smag, kosav l'chadish, the isur nikimo le'nemar ela b'chaveroi. It has to be your close friend. Amazing idea. Ma'ashen kein lo'odom zar, she'en chaveroi, afal pi sh'oimer ein ma'ashilcho k'moy sh'lo yishaltani, ein hadvarim dirim k'gnoikim v'nim stomo l'gam l'afach yiloho yamashil l'shem hisnat l'sbi'almu hu emezos. In other words, you go to a bank. Business arrangements. This is very extremely common shaila. You're in business, and all businesses are always using each other's service. And then you're in a difficult situation, and you go to one of your banks that lends money, or one of your clients, or one of the service providers, and you ask them, you know, we need a favor. We're in a crunch. Can you please come in and fill in for us? Well, let's say you have a service, a doctor, and you have people that. Can you take over my shift? Can you take my shift, do this? And he says, no, I can't. And then 2 weeks later, he comes to you and asks you for exactly the same thing. So now you feel yourself in a very difficult situation. What am I going to do? If I'm going to tell him no, I'm violating an Isser D'Arayis of L'Sikoin. Serious stuff. So the Mashal, the tremendous leniency is that in business, in professional services, in matters that are not related to friends, there is no violation of leisikim v'leisita, because it's a different type of environment. The Torah says amisecha. Amisecha is a term he holds that is used within a private, personal, recreational environment. That's where I have a friend. Can you do me a favor? And he says to you, no. He needs you to do a favor. You tell him no. That's leisikim v'leisita. Business is, everyone has cheshbonos and calculation. That's not always necessarily a violation. That, I believe, is a very big chiddush. Okay, and then I'll just link with an agoda. There's an adar agoda where the umos Hashem says, Nokom Nakom Yinakem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He takes revenge for the sins that the nation of the world do to us. From this we learn that Lo Sikum Lo Sita es Amisach only applies to Klal Yisrael. This halacha does not apply to the Umos Sa'olam. It's a Medrash Rabbah. Amar Yisrael Lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam Ksavta B'Tayra Lo Sikum Lo Sita V'yato Noikem Noikem Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ani Kosavti B'Tayra Lo Sikum Lo Sita Li Yisrael. It's only among Klal Yisrael, but the Umos Sa'olam there, that is an exception to the rule.
That means you can do it to a guy?
Not necessarily. Okay, there's one other exception to like Sikum like Sitar.
You're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to give it.
Okay, another Lo Sechanim. Okay, there's another exception, and that is if a person does not do for you something that he's not mechuyif to do. Okay, he brings out here a mashak. For example, let's say the person is not allowed. Well, let's dive a pasha. What is he saying over here? Going to have a little clean. Okay, let's leave it out. Okay, we'll stop with this. We'll leave it over here. All right. Have a nice day.